From San Antonio, Texas, this is the Manly Training Podcast. I'm Eduardo Quintana, your host. I'm an author, I'm a speaker, and I'm the creator of manlytraining.com. I designed this website and this podcast to lead men to Christ and to honor and empower biblical manliness. If this is for your first time joining us, welcome aboard. Tell me, how do you become the man of her dreams? I mean, do you work out 8 hours a day until you're ripped? Do you have to drive a fancy car and wear the most expensive clothes? How do you become the man of her dreams? That's next on the Manly Training Podcast. Listen to me, men. The only way your marriage is going to be all that you want it to be is for both husband and wife to be in tune with Jesus Christ. But getting Jesus first, now, that's the easy part to figure out. How exactly we men play our part in the plan, now that's a little bit more difficult to evaluate sometimes. As I was thinking about the difficulty of trying to hash out how you and I can become the men of our wives' dreams, two thoughts came to mind. First, I thought about the Diet Coke commercial, you know, the one where the women in the office building are all gathered around the window, they're watching that construction worker across the street take a break. Now, knowing that most of us men don't look exactly like the model in that commercial, I thought that we'd better figure out a way to work with what we have. Now, the second thought that crossed my mind was that I could get my wife to write this message and then have her tell us men how to become the men of our wives' dreams. But I was afraid of doing that. Let me tell you why. I was afraid that I wouldn't be the man that she described. So I finally decided that I'd better check the Bible and see what it says about being a great husband. Probably the best passage of Scripture on this is found in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 25 through 33. In verse 25, Paul says that husbands are to, quote, love your wives as Christ loved the church. The standard is pretty high, isn't it? But what does it mean to love your wife as Christ loved the church? What can you do to become the man of your wife's dreams? Number one, you need to love your wife with sacrificial love. Let me explain it this way. When Jesus came into the world, he loved the church. He loved us enough to leave heaven and all of its comforts. He loved us enough to come to earth, to take on a human body and to be spat on and to be made fun of, and then to be crowned with a crown of thorns. And then nailed to a cross. That's what sacrificial love is. And that's what's required if you and I are going to be the men of our wives' dreams. Now, when God said for you and I to love our wives that way, he didn't say that they deserved it. He didn't say that our wife was worthy of that kind of love. He didn't say to love her that way if she did something to deserve it or if she did something for you in return. He said, do it. Sacrificial love is unconditional. If God waited until we deserved his love before he sent his son, he never would have loved us. But he did. He loved us just as we were. The Bible says, quote, God showed his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. When you were at your worst, let me tell you, God still loved you. In March of 1990, Robertson McQuilkin, the former president of Columbia Bible College, announced his resignation with the following letter. And I'm reading. My dear wife, Muriel, has been in failing mental health for about 8 years. So far, I've been able to carry both her ever-growing needs and my leadership responsibilities at Columbia Bible College. But recently, it has become apparent that Muriel is contented most of the time that she is with me, and almost none of the time I am away from her. It is not just discontentment. She is filled with fear, even terror, that she has lost me and always goes in search for me when I leave home. Then, she may be full of anger when she cannot get to me. So it is clear to me that she needs me now, full time. Perhaps it would help you to understand if I shared with you what I shared at the time of the announcement of my resignation in the chapel. The decision was made, in a way, 42 years ago when I promised to care for Muriel in sickness and in health, till death do us part. So, as I told the students and faculty, as a man of my word, integrity has something to do with it. But so does fairness. She has cared for me fully and sacrificially all these years. If I cared for her the next 40 years, I would not be out of debt. Duty, however, can be grim and stoic. But there is more. I love Muriel. She is a delight to me. Her childlike dependence and confidence in me, her warm love, occasional flashes of wit that I used to relish so, her happy spirit and tough resilience in the face of her continual distressing frustration. I do not have to care for her. I get to. It's a high honor to care for such a person. My friend, if you want to be the man of your wife's dreams, love her like that. Love her sacrificially and unconditionally. In the next few weeks, we will learn what this means and take a biblical look at the requirements of sacrificial loves to our wife. Men, if you want to be the man of your wife's dreams, you must love her sacrificially and unconditionally. Now, I believe that sacrificial love today, in the context of pleasing your wife, involves several requirements. Number one, if you're going to love your wife, you need to show her affection. 1 Corinthians 7:3 says, "Let the husband fulfill his duty to his wife, and likewise also the wife to her husband." Affection. The word translated in this verse as "fulfill his duty" basically means to show affection. I'm going to read it again. "Let the husband fulfill his duty to his wife." That word, "fulfill his duty," means affection. So let the husband show affection to his wife. That's how to read this verse. Men, you need to show your wife affection. You need to show her some romance as well. To most women, affection symbolizes security, protection, comfort, and even approval. So when you show your wife affection, you are telling her that she is important to you and that you are proud of her. Let me be clear about this. There are a million ways to show your wife affection. There are a million ways to romance her. And one good place to start is with a hug. Yeah, you heard me right, a hug. A hug, when you're not expecting anything in return, can say a lot to your wife about how much she means to you. Most women can't get enough hugs. Tell me, men, how often do you hug your wife? How often do you rub her back when you walk by her and you're not after anything? Men, women are people of touch. They are encouraged by touch. So hug your wife. You can also show your wife affection and a little romance by taking her out to eat just unexpectedly. I'm reminded of the story of this Midwest couple who went to sleep one night, only to be awakened in the middle of the night by a tornado. Before they knew what was happening, the tornado had picked them and their bed up and began to carry them through the air. All of a sudden, the woman began to cry. Her husband turned to her and said, "This is no time to be crying, woman." His wife answered, "I can't help it. This is the first time we've gone out together in 20 years. Men, take your wife out to eat every once in a while. And while you're at it, open her car door and the restaurant door for her. Hold her hand while you're walking from the parking lot to the restaurant. Let her see that you love her, that she's important to you, and that you don't care if the whole world knows it. Affection also requires time, though. You need to spend time with your wife, doing the things that you both enjoy doing. Affection and romance, they take time. Men, send your wife some flowers. Send her a card. Call her on the phone in the middle of the day and just tell her that you were thinking about her. Gentlemen, romance and affection can be inexpensive, but you'll never, ever fulfill your wife's dreams without it. Sacrificial love means taking the time to show your wife affection. Sacrificial love also means loving your wife enough to talk with her. Next week, we take a biblical look at communication and honesty. Until next week, be a man.